Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something really interesting, the absolute cutting edge of, well, climate control and building performance.
Right.
And we're doing it through the lens of this major professional development event that's coming up in Karachi.
Yeah, and you know, our source material here, it's not just some simple event announcement. It's really a blueprint for where advanced HVAC engineering is going.
Globally, it seems.
Absolutely. The first thing that jumped out at me was the collaboration. It's the ASHRAE Pakistan chapter working with the ASHRAE Global Training Center from Dubai.
And that pairing is significant.
It's very significant. When you see that partnership, you immediately know the training is set to a global benchmark. But it's also tailored for the really unique and high-stakes environments you find across the Middle East, North Africa, and of course, Pakistan.
Okay, so let's unpack this for you. Our mission for this deep dive is to really dissect what's happening over these 3 days of intense learning. We're talking December 11th through the 13th, 2025, all in Karachi.
And we need to go beyond just the schedule.
Exactly. We want to get to the why behind these two exclusive training sessions and the big industry event that goes with it, HVACR Trends 5.0.
So I think the key takeaway for you listening should be the specific standards and strategies we're going to talk about. These are becoming, well, they're non-negotiable requirements now for any serious professional in the region.
The whole thing kicks off with a lot of intensity on December 11th. That day is all about advanced deep focus training.
Mm-hmm.
And the sources make it really clear this is not some high-level overview. This is practical, essential learning.
Precisely. It's happening at the ASHRAE Pakistan Chapter Lecture Hall in DHA Karachi. And it's a packed day. You've got two distinct half-day sessions, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And that gets you 6 professional development hours, or PDHs.
Which is huge. 6 PDHs in a single day is a serious return on your time, especially if you're trying to meet licensure requirements.
Okay, but before we get into the nitty-gritty, the technical side of it, we have to talk about the person leading these sessions.
We absolutely have to. The instructor is Dr. Samir Trabulsi.
And his credentials.
They speak for themselves. He's a fellow life member of ASHRAE. That's a distinction that's, you know, it's reserved for people who have made truly significant contributions to the field. He's a global expert in sustainable design and high-performance HVAC.
So you're learning from one of the best.
One of the absolute world leaders in actually applying these standards in the real world.
Okay, so let's jump into that first session. This one feels incredibly critical for public health. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the focus is all on advanced HVAC design for high-performance healthcare facilities.
And it's tailored for the MENA region, which is key. The objectives here are, frankly, life safety issues.
Right.
We're talking about designs that enhance patient safety, that guarantee infection control, and just optimize how a hospital performs. It's so much more than keeping a room cool.
It's about controlling the microscopic environment.
Exactly.
And that brings us to the standards. The source highlights two specific ones. HHRE Standard 170-2021, and this is the big one, Standard 241-2023.
Yes. So Standard 170 has been the foundation for a long time, right? Ventilation in hospitals, air changes, pressure.
It's the one everyone knows.
Right. But adding 241 is what makes this training so essential right now.
Why? What's so new about 241?
Well, 241 is the direct response from the industry to everything we learned during the recent global health crises about aerosol transmission.
Oh.
It creates a formal risk management plan for infectious aerosols. You know, historically, we were all about surfaces and droplets. Now, 241 sets up requirements to get, well, to get equivalent clean air rates in different kinds of spaces.
So wait, you're saying it fundamentally changes the goal. It's not just about, say, changing the air 10 times an hour anymore.
That's the critical insight.
Yeah.
It's not just about volume. It's about effectiveness. It mandates specific clean air delivery rates. And it even introduces this idea of a temporary surge mode.
A surge mode.
Yeah. Temporary higher clean air rate you can activate during an outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And that capability requires a whole new level of system design and management.
Wow. So for hospital facility managers or infection control officers, this is must-know information.
It's a massive step forward.
Okay. That makes the morning session incredibly high stakes. Then in the afternoon, the focus shifts a bit. From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., it's all about designing toward net zero energy commercial buildings.
And this is where we hit the other huge challenge for HVAC in this climate, the cooling load.
The sheer amount of energy it takes just to stay cool.
It's astronomical.
Yeah.
So achieving net zero, meaning you offset 100% of the energy you use annually.
Mm.
Well, in a place like Karachi, that's a monumental task.
So this session can't just be about efficient light bulbs and insulation. It has to be about radical efficiency in the cooling systems themselves.
It has to be. The sources talk about gaining practical strategies through, and I quote, smart design and renewable integration.
Okay, what does smart design mean in this context?
It means you're going way beyond the basics. You're talking about deploying highly sophisticated systems, things like variable refrigerant flow, or VRF, high-efficiency chilled water plants, and coupling them with advanced energy recovery ventilators to manage that brutal humidity load without just burning through electricity.
And the renewable integration part, I'm guessing that means a lot of solar panels?
A lot of solar panels, yes. But also maybe solar thermal systems or really efficient battery storage solutions.
Yeah.
The strategies have to be robust. They have to be creative.
So this afternoon session is really the blueprint for the next generation of commercial buildings.
Absolutely. It's essential for the building engineers, the architects, and especially the property developers who are driving this shift.
Okay, so that's the hyper-focus training on December 11th. But you mentioned logistics. I'm guessing a class like this isn't unlimited.
Not at all. And this is really important. The sources are explicit. Seats are limited.
They want a quality experience.
Exactly. A focused learning environment, not some giant overcrowded lecture hall.
Yeah.
So if you want to get those PDHs and learn from Dr. Trabolsi, you really have to register early. It's not optional.
Let's talk about the fees. For a non-member, the cost for the whole day is PKR 10,000.
Right. And if you're an HRA member or part of the Young Engineers in HRA, the YE group, it's cheaper. It drops to PKR 7,500.
And that fee covers everything, both sessions, the certificate.
Everything. Both sessions, the certificate of completion, and of course, those six PDH credits. It's an all-in price for the day.
And if you want to register or you have questions, the person to contact is Mohammed Hamid. He's the chair of the YA committee.
His cell is 000333-300-4120. And the email is esherpakistanchapter072@gmail.com.
Okay, so once that deep technical dive is over, the action shifts venue, right?
It does. The learning continues on December 12th and 13th, but now it's the HVACR Trends 5.0 Expo and Forum, and it moves over to the Karachi Marriott Hotel.
This sounds like where the theory from day one meets market reality.
That's a perfect way to put it. And the theme for this big two-day expo is, well, it's really telling. It's smart decarbonization, integrating AI, innovation, and sustainability in Pakistan.
Smart decarbonization. I like that. The inclusion of AI is what really stands out to me there.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it elevates this beyond just a standard trade show. We're not just talking about efficient hardware anymore.
So how does AI actually help with decarbonization? I mean, I think of AI for data analysis, but in a building.
AI is the key to managing complexity. HVAC systems aren't static. Building loads are changing constantly. AI can build a predictive model to optimize everything. The VRF systems, the chillers, the air handlers, before you waste the energy.
So hang on, a traditional building management system, a BMS, it just reacts, right? The temperature goes up, the AC kicks on.
Right, it's reactive.
But AI is predicting occupancy, it's looking at the weather forecast, it's seeing the solar load on the west side of the building, and it adjusts the system ahead of time.
Precisely. It's what we call continuous commissioning. The AI learns the building's unique thermal signature, and over time, it finds efficiencies and cuts carbon emissions in ways a human operator just can't.
That's fascinating. So attendees at the expo will see these technologies in action.
They'll see the tech, they'll go to tech talks, and be in forums discussing exactly how to implement this smart decarbonization.
And for that, you can register online at www.ashrapakistan.com/VACR-trend.
So when you put all 3 days together, the deep training and this huge expo, what's the ultimate takeaway for the professional listening to this?
For me, it all boils down to one thing. A competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
The sources are so clear that the goal is to give you actionable strategies, things you can apply to your projects the very next day. This isn't just theory, it's knowledge that wins tenders and meets client demands.
And that impact really splits into those two benefits we talked about.
Yeah.
For healthcare, you're not just checking a box for a code. You are directly improving patient outcomes by mastering the new safety standards, like 170 and especially 241.
And on the other side, for commercial buildings, if you can deliver a net zero project, you're delivering massive savings on operational costs and environmental impact. That's a huge deal now with all the focus on ESG reporting.
It's an economic necessity for developers. And then there's the other piece, the networking.
Right. You can't discount that.
You can't. The whole three-day event, from that small, focused training with Dr. Trabolsi to the big expo floor, it's designed to connect you with the leaders and decision makers in the region.
So you're building your network while learning from, as the source says, the unparalleled real-world experience of a global HHRA fellow.
It really is a full professional reset. You're covering everything from the regulations that protect human life to the cutting-edge tech we need to protect the planet.
It's an amazing spectrum, really. You start with the micro level, you know, the air quality in a single operating room.
And you scale all the way up to the macro level, decarbonizing an entire city block of commercial buildings.
And that tension between those two needs, immediate safety versus long-term sustainability, that feels like the core challenge for the whole industry right now.
It is. They're both critical, but they often require very different engineering and very different investments.
You know, that leads perfectly to our final thought for you to chew on. Given this dual focus we've been talking about, the critical safety standards for healthcare on one hand and the huge push for net zero in commercial buildings on the other, which area do you think presents the most pressing, the most unavoidable challenge for the HVACR industry over the next 5 years?
Is it immediate patient safety, or is it long-term environmental sustainability? Which one is going to shape policy and drive investment the most?
Something to think about. Mm. We hope this deep dive has given you the intelligence you need to navigate what's coming.
A complex and crucial landscape.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.